2 Corinthians 3:18, the Bible says we move from glory to glory, so even as by the Spirit of God. So God is moving you from glory, from one level of glory to another level of glory. That's how your life is. It's not just from here there, but from glory to glory. You are taking steps. How do you climb up a high building? Steps. Come on, steps. Steps. You take steps. Every waking moment of your life, step towards your destiny. Come on, in the name of Jesus. And so we began to look at that last week. I just want to seal this thing up today as we you know run up this teaching and show you more scriptures and more scriptures. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, every truth is established. So I want to show you enough scriptures. So you say this is true. This is the case. God is working in my life. You know, a lot of people will talk about the goodness of God, which we just came out of, the goodness of God and how God loves you, all that God wants to do in your life and all that. But people just look like it's just a talk. It's just a church thing. They just do the normal church thing and the normal talk stuff and then we all go, no, this thing is real. God is working in your life. I want you to understand God and understand that he's bringing you somewhere. And so you can begin to cooperate with him. You see, you thank God for that step. You thank God for that little step. You keep taking those steps. And then you find 3 years, four years, boy, my life is so glorious today. You just can't see it. But you're moving from, you know, when you're climbing a step, all you see yourself doing is you're just stopping your feet. But you're going higher. Hallelujah. So we looked at 2 Corinthians 3:18. The Bible says we're going from glory to glory. We also saw a man in Mark chapter 8. The Bible says Jesus laid his hands on him. And when he opened his eyes, he says, I see men like trees. And then Jesus laid his hands on him again. The thing about the church, especially in Africa, I would say even the sickness that they have in our church in Nigeria, is they don't understand the progressive nature of God. God's working your life progressively. And you are moving from glory to glory. You are coming out bigger. But the fact you don't see it like that, just see it. They don't see. All you have today. All you are today. If you look around, you see you have more than you had 3 years ago. But it didn't just come around once. You bought that dress, gave it to the tailor, made that stuff. You had it in your wardrobe. 3,000, 2,000, put it there. Then you bought a shoe. You saw it. I like this shoe. I like this shoe. How much? I bought the bail. I bought this shoe. 2,000, 2,500. Thank God. Put it there. But when you look at your wardrobe, it's full. You're buying stuff. You're going step by step. And you're better now than you were some years ago. But you didn't just buy all your clothes at once. You didn't just get to that place at once. That's the problem. Many people don't understand how God is working in their lives. And so they lose faith when they don't have any business losing faith. I mean, I see a lot of believers who don't have any business losing faith. No business losing faith. And they lose faith because they don't know that God is working. Because they don't know that God is in the kitchen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter number 4. Will you take your Bibles there? Look at it. Proverbs chapter number, I quoted this last time. I was even praying for you when I quoted it. But it's true. Proverbs chapter number 4. Are you there? Verse number 18. What does the Bible say? Proverbs 4:18. Come on, everybody. Proverbs 4:18. Proverbs. Chapter number 4 and verse number 18. Come on. You see, it's like a shining light that shines what? More and more. Brighter and brighter. So the Lord is increasing you. You are increasing. You are getting brighter and brighter. And you have to know. I want you to not just know it, but confess it. Come on. I'm getting brighter and brighter. I'm getting bigger and bigger. That is the nature of God's work in your life. More and more. Your psalmist said, the Lord increase you. Psalm 115, verse number 14. The Lord increase you more and more. That's the nature of God's work. You need to see. You see that? And so, at every point in your life, you are rejoicing. I didn't have a store before, but I got a corner space. A small corner space like this where I can put my chair and table. Oh, glory to God. I didn't have a store before. God would have just given me a store. Yeah, he wants to give you the store. That store is soon going to be your own. But you lose faith. This store is about to be your own. He kept putting you there into corner space. Corner space. You see, I'm just suffering. Corner space. You were praying to get something to do. Now you've eventually got a small corner space like that in that place. Now you can deliver. It's not me to be excited that God is working in my life. Soon, I'm going to go on my own store. Soon, I'm going to own my own building. Come on.
That's how I see. That's not faith in God. That's faith progressive. It's progressive. It's progressive. Oh, glory to God. Thank God for this space. Now I have this space. Did you have this corner store space some months ago? Some years ago? Oh, Father, I thank you. Now at least from here I can do my business. You're doing small business. Say, God, I thank you because you gave me this store, and the God that gave me this corner space, you're going to give me a store. You say, the God that gave me this store, the God that gave, when you get to the store, you say, people are just going to be in me, I just have store. The God that gave me this building store, I'm going to own the shopping complex. You see? Say, why did God not just give you the shopping complex all at once? He's preparing you. Why is also preparing the shopping complex? Are you ready? Very popular scripture. I don't know if we need to turn there. Sometimes I like to look into the Bible. But it's in your Bible. You say it every time. Psalm 23. Do you see it? You already know. I already used the word just now. Preparing. Oh. Are you seeing it now? Some people are saying, oh, I thought it said, thou preparest the table. Do you see it now? Thou preparest it. You've been saying it, but it never turned on you. How do you prepare a table? You put the table there. Then you put a cloth over the table. Then you bring the dish. You go in. Some of you, as you just put the cloth, put the table, you are sitting down there. You are vexed. God has not done it. He's working progress. Thou prepares a table. So when I say God is cooking, I know what I'm talking about. He's cooking stuff. Preparing your table. Thou prepares the table in the presence of my enemies. You see, he prepares. The table doesn't land. He prepares it. Prepares the table. Glory to God. I thought I would open your eyes and you guys would say, boy, revelation, light. It's true. I never thought about it like that. But look at how you look at me. I say, preach on. I'm not going to preach on. I'm going to stay there. Rub it in your face. You've been there. And you say, that prepare the table for me. Oh, stop. Thou preparest the table. What does it take to prepare? Check the word. The table doesn't land. It prepares it. He's putting stuff in place. Come on, God is putting stuff in place for you. That man is moving there. He's moving there for you. You don't just know. He's there. I want to rent this apartment. Somebody is serving abroad because of you. He's working hard to travel abroad. As he's leaving, he said, come on, take everything. I just pack everything because of you. He's preparing a place, putting things in place. While you're there, you just sit down there, you just see the table and the cloth. He said, they say God is good. He's preparing the table. God is good. Come on. He's putting somebody in somebody's heart right now. Somebody wants to start a business. A business that he will soon turn over to you. You and the person don't know each other. You don't know each other. You say, Pastor, you're preaching all this message. The place you are staying now, somebody built their house. And the place is good for you to stay. At least now. Come on. You're just moving. God is working in your life. Thou preparest a table for me. Preparing the table. So there's a table in front of you and God is cooking something. So you put the table, put the stuff, put the silverware, the spoon could be there. You know, people get angry. They put the wash bowl there. To wash your hand, everything there, and the food is not there. And then it just brings a plate and she puts the plate down. You just take the wash bowl and pour it on. Food is ready. You're just about to bring it out. And you waited there for just long. And then you got angry and left. She's not a wicked wife. Come on, God is a good God. And he's doing something for you. Come on, can you stop and say, I just want you to, I'm not trying to preach. Where you are right now, say, Father, I thank you, God. I thank you, God. You are taking me somewhere. Come on. You are taking me somewhere. I'm going higher and higher. Come on, bigger and bigger. Every day of my life, every month, Lord, every year, I'm going bigger and bigger. Thank you, Lord. I'm not the same way I used to be. Not the same way. I'm nearer to my destiny now. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Near my destiny. Creation story. Could he snap a finger and do the whole thing just like that? But the first day he comes, he does this stuff, said, I've done the work. Come on. Second day he walks, preparing a place for Adam. Come on. Preparing a place for that. God, I'm showing you God. Preparing a place.
He puts the fish there. He puts the water there. Then puts the fish in the water. And then separates the land. Then put, he just kept on doing it step by step. He could snap the same God. You can't tell me the same God couldn't do like this. And all the fish, all the water, all the things, everything just arrived. Come on. But God is a God of progression. God is progressing. The God of progression. Moving you to your destiny. Moving you to your destiny. While he's preparing the place, I tell you something also. God is also preparing you. You don't want to get to a destiny that you are not ready for. To destroy you. God is preparing you. Working on your hearts. And many a time, some of us to walk with God while he prepares the place, we get angry and go do our own thing. Get angry and walk away. God is not doing. And funny, if you stand with somebody and see this person and talk to this person, you will be seeing the goodness of God in his life. We have to stop and learn to count our blessings. Count it. You look back and say, before you say, you know, most of the time we are so silly. So silly. Destinies are not the same thing. I ordered for rice. That's what I want. Then they're blending tomatoes. And you say you want semo. Destinies are different. Come on. Why is this already before my own? Destinies differ. Why is it there and I'm not yet there? Come on. Destinies differ. If you want to clap, you can clap. But that's good. That's powerful. Destinies differ. Somebody is where you are now. Instead of you to say, I'm going to get there too, you get angry. You're dead now. Doesn't mean you're not going to get there. And while I'm just in this corner space, somebody is there. Look at him as a car. You're going to buy a car. I tell you the truth in Christ. You will get your own. Destinies are different. You're eating different meals. Somebody wants something that you just make so simple. You make that simple. You just put that water there, put it there. But you're blending tomatoes. Blending pepper. And putting the stuff there. Put it. You want to cook fried rice? Get ready to suffer. Your first Christmas. I have to say. Your first Christmas, I was together with my wife. She said she wanted to give me a special Christmas. You know? I just do Christmas and you just eat so normal what you eat. So she's going to cook for me special. That's good, man. She said that it was going to be fried rice. Then we started slicing. Brothers and sisters, 12 o'clock, I'm not eating on Christmas Day. Even Jesus was angry. Jesus said, guy, they never give you food. I said, guy, this one never give me food. 1 o'clock, I began to complain. I said, never would this happen in this house. Never. Never. Cook rice, cook stew, do that. I'm sorry. I mean, I was starving. This is my worst Christmas ever. Special takes time. I was slicing the fried rice, dicing the fish, dicing that stuff. But I was hungry. Come on. 1 o'clock. Because you have to slice all the green peas, slice all the carrot. For what? Cook jollof rice. You cook make jollof rice. Once you grind the tomato, pour inside, put it some, make it thick, boil it right, parboil it, pour inside, put it, leave it, bam! Don't do this thing for me again. So the soup went sweet, better money killer. But the soup went special and makes sense. Time! You have a great destiny, come on! You have a great destiny. You're going to go with time. You're going to take that time and prepare stuff for you. You're going to get there. You will get there. It's a great destiny. It's moving you there every time. Moving you there. But a lot of people don't understand that. And so you can see somebody walking with God at a point. He's at that point in his life. Doesn't mean you're not at that point. You're not going to get there. Bible says they comparing themselves with themselves and not why. Take your Bible to 2 Corinthians. Let me show you that in chapter number 10. 2 Corinthians. A lot of people have bought what God is doing for them, not for lack of faith. Although you call this a lack of faith, but not understanding the process. If you understand the process, your faith will be alive. For me, my faith is alive. I'm going to be speaking to tens of thousands. I'm going to be speaking to people all around the world.
all around the world. My faith is alive. Like, I know it's a process. I know God is working. I know God is cooking. Someone's going to be in Canada sometime listening and saying, Pastor Riel, let them know, Pastor, I was so blessed by this service. Somebody's going to be, you said Canada yesterday. Then somebody said Dubai, England, Ireland, Dublin, Ireland. Oh God, we know what we're talking about. God is working in our ministry. God is working in our lives. We are today where we are, better than where we were before many more years ago. So my faith is alive. Come on, let this awaken your faith. Whatever you are right now, it's a progression. Come on. It's from glory to glory. You are the pavement of glory. Your next step is glory. Your next step is glory. I'm telling you. But you stand and you look at somebody else who has more than you. And then you're like, this shop, this where I am, just fixing phones or selling something. I just have this small space. Hey, I'm using a mega store. You are getting there. But remember the time when you were looking for space at all to put your shop, to put your tree. Can we stop and say, Father, we give you praise for that? Can we thank God? Can we still be saying, can our God still be alive then? Is our God only alive when a house is built? Come on. Oh God. I have a living Jesus. I have a big Jesus. He's alive right now. Walking in my life right now. I want to share a testimony. Praise the Lord. Pray, hallelujah. That's the house you see there as well. But what about we share a testimony? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just got and rented a room and painted it. Put my furniture there. I give you praise. I'm not in my own house. I'm staying in a rented apartment. Someday I'm going to get my own house. But right now, I praise the Lord for the house where I am. Because it's nice, it's comfortable, and I love it. Can't praise God for nothing. God is dead. Then suddenly you don't receive that. You don't, brothers, come and see what God has. What has God been doing in your life? He has been there cooking. Till they put the food in front of you, they're not doing anything. That's bad. Or you get that, you see somebody eating, and then your own, they are preparing the table for you. They say, that prepares a table for me. And somebody's already eating. Come on. God is wicked. He got there before you. Come on. He got there before you. Now you're beginning to walk with him. Is just now, just yesterday, you just activated your faith. Just yesterday, you just last month, you joined World Pastor Church. Just last 3 months, they decided to talk to you about faith. Come on. Just a month ago, you joined church. Open up your heart and begin to receive these words. And then you see, just now, you two will be eating. You two will be eating stuff. Spinach. Whatever that is. It just came to my mouth. Semo walks. Come on. We were thinking of a soup to make. I said, which soup will you make? He said, yeah, we'll do this one. I said, which one is the fastest one, easiest one? The easiest one is better. No, I don't think it's okra. I think it's black soup. This soup you cook with different leaves. Once you bought the leaves in the market and you grinded the leaves, all you need to do is boil the meat and pour it inside. Just have 10 minutes and your soup is ready. That's the meat the fastest. Okay, you have to grate and pound. And once you're from the market, your soup is almost ready. That's the fastest soup. Then the fastest food is Indomie. Okay, tea and bread. But the problem with those ones is that they're not really food. Eat tea and bread, granola, and biscuits. Yeah. You take granola, put milk, which you can eat it there. Tell me, you are full, but you are hungry. It does that for me, too. That's the problem. Yeah, instant stuff. Just get instant stuff. Later on, you are in trouble. Health is in trouble. Everything is in trouble. I told you all that last week. Let's not do that again. All right. 2 Corinthians, are you there? Chapter number 10. What does the Bible say in verse number 7? 2 Corinthians, chapter number 10, verse number 7. Are you there? Come on, if you are there, say amen.
Amen.
All right, look at what the Bible says. Where am I? No, sorry. Well, that should be 1 Corinthians. Oh, wait, let me see something. Okay. No, chapter verse 12. Just go to verse 12. 2 Corinthians 10:12. For we dare not make ourselves of the number. For 2 Corinthians 10:12. For we dare not make ourselves of the number. Or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. Because God is doing something in your life. He's cooking in your life. Where is God? God is in the kitchen. Come on. And where am I? I'm on the move. Come on. I'm on the move. God is in the kitchen while I'm on the move. Because I'm at this point now. You see me today, here? I'm not going to be here forever. I'm on the move. I'm moving from one level of glory to another level of glory. God is in the kitchen and I'm on the move. Glory to God. So you don't compare yourselves with amongst themselves. They're not wise. You're not wise. I want to say something to you. Are you still here? I'm not going to preach today. I have the time, but I want to get out here. You get the message. You get the message. You consider the story of Jacob, and how blessed by his father and all that, went away in 20 years, worked with Laban, changed his wages 10 times. We did all that. We say so the presence of God, and yet in all that, guess what? God was working in his life in all that, and then you stop. Then the most interesting story is the story of Joseph. Joseph. Can we see God there? Yeah. Was God preparing something? Yes. With every step of Joseph's life, every step, every phase we see him getting closer to his destiny. Yeah. Even though it was in the prison. But in the prison, he became acquaintance. He got to know the king's corpse-bearer in the prison. Come on, who will see king's corpse-bearer on the road? Come on. Oh God, you don't understand. All right, let me let this thing land. Listen to me. In his father's house, in the comfort of his father's house, oh God, you're going to say trouble, not mean a thing. Dungeon, don't meet a mean a thing. I mean, somebody forsakes you, you're going to dance. Somebody lies on you, you're going to say God is still at work. Say God has stopped working, they lied on me. They now put me from here and now threw me out to the 10th level before I was in fifth level. Now threw me out. Oh no, their lies are falling onto me in pleasant places. In his father's house, there's no way he would have met cupbearer. No way. Come on. While in Potiphar's house, cupbearer, not possible. The more they moved Joseph away, father, they were moving him closer to the king. Joseph became one voice away from the king's ear. Even when things seem not to be working, because if you see Joseph in the pit, you say, oh, it's all over. He's from his father's house, pit. There's no way. Destiny gone. Pit. Then they brought him out of there. Then they sold him out. Slavery, say, finish. I mean, this guy's condition is bad. Me, like, my condition now is better than Joseph's condition. Come on. In the eyes of the brothers, if they judge themselves, or rather, if you didn't know the full story, come on. Because now, you know, we are reading the full story. But if you are standing there, oh my God, we'll get to heaven someday. Heaven, the Lord will remind you of this message. I'm telling you. Because when you are standing there right now, if you look at the story, the brothers stood a better chance than Joseph. He was going, let us see how his dream will come to pass. Because it's not going to be possible anymore. But the more they moved him away, the more they moved him to his destiny. So that was not good enough. They sold him. So like, right now, how many of you are there right now? You are seeing somebody who is better than you. Say, his condition is better than my condition. Alright, let's go. his state is better than my state. Either if you have to look at progression, it's just going to go like that. It's going. Look, it's better. Look, it's far ahead of me already. You see? So sold the guy to slavery. Got to Potiphar's house. He felt that was a good condition. Good condition. Working for this guy, doing this stuff for this guy, and it's cool. But it was not near his destiny. He had to be near the king. He had to get near the place where he needed to get to. And that's why I'll tell you. I always told you. I mean, you can check scriptures. And when I tell you that truth, I told you I got a revelation from the Lord. He said, you are everything that Lord has designed for you. They are around you. Your destiny is never far from you. Never far from you. You are not in the wrong place. You were not born into the wrong family. That lie. There's a reason why that brother is your brother. There's a reason why that guy is your uncle. There's a reason why everything like that. You are in the right place. Because the problem is that many of us are fighting that place. And if you keep fighting that place, you will never get into what God has in store for you. If you stay there and fight everything, you will scatter everything that God is doing. Fight it. We will never stop to say, Father, we thank you. Your hand is upon me. Can you stop and say, God's hand is upon my life? Say, something happened, Pastor. Something happened. What happened? So, I have to spend an extra year. I'm repeating 200 level. So, there's somebody you meet now. I said there's somebody you will now meet now. You have to meet this guy in this class. If you were in that class, you won't meet that brother. God's hand is upon your life. Every detail of your life. I said every detail of your life. Every detail. Every detail of your life. From where you make your hair to the guy you sew your clothes with. You think he's blind? He's sleeping. You think he's just up there lunging, doing nothing? Your life is like a mastercraft. Oh God. Crafting the thing every day. Cutting pieces. Bringing people your way. Bringing people your way. I mean, we got here and God's medal be. If you mean, look at that. I see my life like that. God's hand is upon my. Somebody now says, me. I'm even angry. Say, I'll just step away. God's hand is upon my life. You had to go so that somebody else could come. I mean, it's just like that. Trouble is no longer trouble. Oh God. God help me, Lord. I said, trouble is no longer trouble. Say, my pastor, this thing is a bad situation. I said, trouble is no longer trouble. As far as God's in the boat. As far as God's in the boat, this boat's going to float. This boat's not a sinking boat. You can rock this boat as much as you like. You can shake this boat as much as you like. But this boat's going to float. In short, you can send the tsunami. And I don't care about tsunami anymore because God is at work in my life. Rock this boat. In fact, get it sinking. Punch the boat. Scatter the boat. Guess what? A submarine is coming. Who needs a boat when you got a submarine? Oh God, I'm sinking. Oh God, I'm sinking. Let the whale swallow me. I'm preaching now. Take me somewhere. Swallow me now. So they can't kill me now. Who needs a boat when you can get a whale? You can get a whale. The whale is faster. And everybody's afraid of the whale. When I started learning to drive, I would always want somebody in front of me, a car in front of me, to keep me straight. I'm following this guy, just going, just increase the speed, increase my speed. When I see the red brake light, apart from those guys that I don't have brake light, when I don't brake light, this guy is slowing down. I slow down. I follow. Then when I got a trailer in front of me, enter my front, because I know as far as that trailer is going, I'm bearing that horn. Nobody enters. Nobody that drives that have sense will enter front of the trailer. So as far as the trailer, definitely I'm going to go. Who needs a boat when I got a whale? I was afraid of a whale. I got a trailer now. This trailer is in front of me. Nobody can. You know that people that cut out from streets, just get in the street. They cut out from the street. Enter now. Enter. The trailer in front. Your God is in front of you. It's a consuming fire. The consuming fire. There's nothing to fear anymore. Trouble is no longer trouble. I'm telling you. So Joseph moved from trouble to another trouble. The lady lied, and I can imagine the guy. I didn't do this. Go to prison. The guy didn't want to hear anything. Didn't even look at him. After all I've done, take him away. Took him away. So, as far as this lady was concerned, I mean the lady, now forget the brothers. Those ones felt they were better already. Lady now says, I've ended his career, ended his pursuit, Joseph is gone. But not knowing that she moved him closer to the person who would talk to him for the king. And Joseph got there and was nice. And you can imagine that this guy wasn't moved. You know why I said so? He came and met two people sad. Say, why is your countenance down? He was not sad. Are you seeing that? I don't want to read it. It's a story. I can't read it. You know the story. He came and met these two. They say, why are you people sad? I mean, a sad person cannot ask people why they are sad. That prepares a table. But in his mind, it's okay. I'm okay. I'm right where I need to be. Brothers and sisters, right now, here preaching right now to you in this building, I'm right where I need to be. You can call me names, you can say this now, let me tell you this. I'm right where I need to be. Say what you want to say. When I get there just now too, I'll be right where I need to be. I'm on time with my destiny. There's no detour. The prison route is a route to the destiny. Even faster shortcuts. He could appeal to Potiphar to talk to the king, and he could do stuff, but that was shortcuts. So if he were there, Potiphar could say, "There's this my guy that runs things for me in the house. Maybe he could save our nation, help us, and all that stuff." You know, the problem with saving yourselves and what you think is good, I'm still preaching now. The problem with that is that if he had helped in that manner and he had sent papers for him and all that, done all that stuff, he might not have been able to move his family and secure the life of Israel. It wouldn't have been that way. There have been all that, all the rule, 45 would have been dead. There have been a long mess. Because many a times we want to do things our way, and when we do things our way, the problem is that we entrap ourselves and we shortchange ourselves, because the plan that God had, we cut it short because we've done another plan. Then say, okay, if this is what you want, then stay here. Come on. God planned for you for something bigger for you, but you get to, many people have seen that happening even in ministry. Somebody comes to church somehow, we begin to preach. I've seen that. We begin to preach, we begin to teach, we begin to encourage, we even participate in these lives. We guide, we teach. And then we see somebody that was nothing begin to have stuff before he has 30,000 in the account. I don't have chance. I mean, we've seen this several. The ministers can tell you, we've seen several. When you hear service, I've seen somebody that comes to all the meetings, has never missed a one meeting. It began to grow. I have people that can testify. I can tell you stories. Several began to grow, began to have more. We've seen people out of debt. When they've come debt confused, I'm going to grow, began to say, before you just have small money, it has gone away. You should change yourself. God has something bigger in plan in store for you. Remember, it's from glory to glory. You could get to one step full of glory and say, see glory and sit down. I say, I'm not done with you yet. I'm taking you somewhere more glorious. But a lot of people just say, it's okay. And they cut God off. God. You are sitting down to enjoy that stuff yet. It's not yet ready. Come on, there's something I'm preparing better than that. Glory to God. So he moved there. He got put in the prison. So he came and saw two sad people. Say, why are you guys sad? Interpreted their dreams. Told the guy, you're growing up. When you go, remember me. Under 2 years. Did I tell you something? 17 years from Saul to become prime minister. 17 years. 17 years. Oh, brother. Are you still here? So trouble is no longer trouble. You are right where you need to be. What they meant for evil, what they did for evil, God meant it for good. Now he said he could save many lives. But the prison is no longer a bad place. You know, that corner store where you are, just that perfect place for you. Now. Come on, I said now. Now. Better than where you were before. And then you move, you just walk there, and then you get that shot. You know. We were talking yesterday in the house, last week, looks like yesterday to me. And remember, they said, wherever you sort of your fish, your tray, then at that bread I'll give it to you. So the first is to get inside first. Don't care. It's not about how you got inside. God would have made me manager. What about if you got inside just as an assistant? You are soon to become manager.
Oh, God.
You are closer to your destiny now. Because now you are in the company at least. Come on, how many of you are already in the company? I'm talking to people. You're in the company now. Now you are working there, right? Say, now I'm just an assistant. Hey, God, what has God done for me? No, you don't know what God has done. He has just put you in the company. Immediately you got there, he's smiling and saying, you are there. You are the one saying, I don't know. And you start fighting God. Miss services. You say, God is good. You say, all these pastors. God is like, your faith. Once your faith is no longer active, he can't do it anymore. So you will not be there as a stand forever. You will not be there. You will not say, you see what I'm saying? Exactly, that's what you have been saying. But guess what I'm saying? I'm saying my feet is there, now I'm taking over. I'm saying I got there, I don't care how I'm there, but now I'm taking over. This guy got to Egypt as a prisoner. He got to Egypt and became a slave. But now, just now in Egypt, he's the prime minister. But he got to Egypt somehow. You could be there somehow now. You are there not the way you want to be there. I know you want to be there as the manager. But God said, be there and serving. He said, are you not there now? Manager is about to leave the place. Manager is about to get married. Just keep working diligently. Come on, I'm preaching today. Just keep working diligently. Keep doing your job. Do the best you can do. Oh, Father, I give you praise. You come and go, you are singing and dancing. You are mopping, putting the place in order. Another singing and dancing. And the manager is getting married. You don't know. You don't know he's dating one guy like that in Zamfara State. I'm still preaching. You might not like it, but I'm still preaching. And then, all right, good. So I'll tell my congregation and all that. And then guess who is the next person to pray? I like the way you've been working here. I'm recommending you. You've been there for 5 years. It's time. I say it's time. Before you know it, you are angry. I'm leaving this place. To leave all the job you've left. All you've left. God, even God in heaven will say, "Oh, this guy don't start again. Don't start trouble." Then once you do, you say, "Okay, no problem. I'll rearrange it." Oh my God, that's our God. You know, we can't totally mess it up. So somebody told you totally mess it up. The person is lying. Your pastor is telling you today you can never totally mess it up. He can fix anything. When you say, okay, is she not there now? All right, she's taking that place. Before you stay there 3 months, you have angry, busted everything. Bam, you there. Aish. Then he's waiting for who? Guess who he's waiting for? He's waiting for Pastorea. Oh, and I'm preaching to you today. So if I'm talking to you today, God sent me to you. He said, "Pastor, that has been my condition. Then listen to my voice today." That's why he sent me. He's waiting. He said, "All right." He said, "What I'll do for this girl, eh? I need to send somebody to talk to her because I don't fix it up. I don't fix this lady." And he's fixing you right now. Stop messing this thing up. Release your faith. Stay there and keep on serving. Just keep on trusting God and say, "Father, I thank you. I thank you." A lot of people mess it up. And so he sent me to you today. Glory to God. Oh, I'm preaching. You know, I don't have much time. I have to go. I'm running off this thing today. Next week, we're going to do something else entirely. We have to move on. You get the message, right? So I can go. Can I go? All right. Thank you. I can go. You get the message. But I'm trying to show you all the parts of it. God is working in your life, and you have to know that. And once you know that, release your faith, bam, things begin to work. You're going to be in constant joy. Trouble will no longer be trouble anymore. You just know that they put me in prison. I'm even closer to my destiny now in this prison than I was when I was outside. Joseph was closer to his destiny in prison than when he was in his father's house. See, I just wish I were in my father's house. I just wish I had this stuff. But you're closer now. Now, just one voice away from the king. Glory to God. All right, can we look at David? I just go through David quickly and then I go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God has sent me to you today. And I want to especially appreciate everyone. You know, everyone joined us online, joined us in this service. I want to say I love you and I trust God that you're hearing this message right now and it's working in your life. And I want to also thank God for those of you now that will listen to the message later on. There are people now that will go back next 3 months, 4 months and listen to this message. Now I'm talking to you. You got to the right message at the right time. God is working in your life. In the name of Jesus. Woo! Glory to God! Woo! In 4 months from now, somebody's going to be listening to this message. Get to this point and say, "God was talking about me." Yeah, I'm talking to you. We're live online right now, Mizel. It's on the internet. So, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years from now, somebody can still get this message and still be so blessed. I'm right where I need to be. And where is God? Come on, where is God? Hallelujah. At the end of the day, Joseph saved their lives. You see, destiny is not the same. Somebody could be closer than you. Somebody could be... It's different. It's different. Glory to God. All right, we're going somewhere. Did I tell you to go somewhere? Go to 2 Samuel. Go to 2 Samuel. All right. We're going to David. We're going to come. I know we left off at David last week. All right, let's finish up today. God is cooking in my life. Ooh. I refuse to be down. I refuse to be discouraged. I cannot be depressed. Nah. You know, I told you before some years ago, the Lord gave me this word also. The devil could be doing his thing. And God don't mind when the devil is doing his thing. For some of you, the devil is doing his thing right now, kicking you here, doing stuff, doing all that stuff. I want you to relax. When God let the devil do his thing, it's because God wants to do his own thing. And when God does his own thing, one move, the devil is down. 3 days in the pit. 3 days. 3 days. Come on, he said, "There's no sign I'll give to you other than the sign of Jonah in the belly of the whale." He was 3 days in the belly of the head, dead 3 days. The devil was doing it. And the devil said, let's seal the rock. Let's seal the tomb so I can come out. Let's put soldiers there. Let's kill him. Let's kill him. The devil was doing it. He said, that's a step. All right. Keep doing. Are you done? I said, I'm done. I'm finished. I finished work. This guy is dead. No, come, not coming out. God said, all right, I'm ready to do my thing. One car. One car. One car, resurrection power. There's no power bigger than resurrection power. There's no power. And so the devil, God does play his own one card. He's playing cards. All right, pam. Come on. Last card, check up. No market, no general market, no nothing. No nothing. Come on. I said no nothing. No nothing. Nothing you can play again. Let me play. One thing. So don't bother when the devil is doing his thing. God will do his own thing too. Just relax. Would you allow your faith to still be alive while you move up and down, while you're still in that place? Would you keep your faith alive? You see what God will do. You see what my God will do. He has a plan for you. And he's working, he's cooking that plan. He's preparing you also. You ought to be prepared for the plan. I didn't get time to talk about that. The Bible says the house of David got stronger and stronger. Will you see that in your Bible? 2 Samuel chapter number 3, verse number 1. So is it okay to say I'm getting bigger and bigger? Come on, I'm talking to a church. Is it okay to say I'm getting bigger and bigger? Should we stop where we are and say we are comfortable, that's where we want to be? That's not God. Immediately you stop, you are not working with God. I said immediately you stop, you have left God. God is not a stopper. The Bible says the Lord increase you more and more. More and more. So it means that by the time you get to 10 billion, you are controlling stuff. Guess what? He said, all right, I still have more. As far as you are still alive. God don't like anything stagnant. Come on, nobody likes anything stagnant. Stay in one place. Nah. As far as you are still alive, you keep moving forward more and more. I'm telling you, from glory to glory. I'm preaching now. So it's okay to get stronger and stronger. You get it? Now, there was long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. But David waxed stronger and stronger. But the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker. Remember the story. Before you begin to say, read on, let's preach, let's go. Remember, you have to take the scripture and enjoy it. God anointed Saul. And Saul messed up everything up. He goes, all right, just leave the way. It's better you leave the way and we don't have a problem. Just get out there. I'm going to get somebody else. And God anointed David over Saul. But did you just read just now? There was long war between David, the house of David and the house of Saul. So, you are king. Anointed him. You know the dramatic story of how Samuel said, all right, let the guy come from the bush, whatever he is. And when he came, the Lord said, this is he. No, dramatically, the Lord anointed him. You will say now that, boy, that's something. We'll stop at the story. But the process of God is something else. And so let's do it. This is what they teach you. Nonsense. And God anointed David king. I'm telling you. And David became king. No, that's not true. And God anointed David king, and David became king. You think why anointed him king in January? By at least February, March. Okay, if it's too much, God, no, try, finish. August, September, he should have manifested. Between kingship, anointing him king, and becoming a kind of a king. No, it took 7 years. And the 7 years, they were funny. I want to show you all that. I just have the time to finish up that work. So it's not just like that. There was a progression. God was preparing the place, preparing the people, and preparing the king. There was long war. There was a war. But in the war, come on. Somebody say, Pastor, I'm in a war. No problem. But in the war, take note of what the Bible says. The house of David, what happened, grew stronger and stronger. It means that they kept on taking more territory. They kept on expanding. So do you see progression there? Do you see it was not a change of card? Yeah, you just put this card, put that card. No, it was progression. So, while David was getting stronger and stronger, he said the house of Saul was getting weaker and weaker. It means he was winning the guy. Come. This is. You see it now? Yes. Long war. So, this guy, they were doing this thing. I have to win. You know, I'm the pastor. All right. I can't lose. I have to win. All right. So, they're doing this thing. Come on. You're doing this stuff. Didn't stop. But he said the house of David grew stronger and stronger. So stronger and stronger. Come on, somebody say stronger and stronger. Come on, somebody say bigger and bigger. Would you say richer and richer? You see it now. And then do it. And doing that. And doing that. And doing that. There's progression in this walk. Stronger and stronger. So God is, it's okay to be stronger and stronger. You might not have gone to the strength yet, but stronger and stronger is okay. That's what I mean by progression, taking you to your destiny. That's what I mean by every step of the way. You are getting stronger and stronger. Come on, would you stand there and say, I'm getting stronger and stronger? Bigger and bigger. It's in scripture. The part of the just that the shining light that grows brighter and brighter. Now the Bible says there was war. So war is not a problem. You are overcoming. Stronger and stronger. The Lord increase you more and more. So I'm trying to show you that in God's work there's progression. Most people, the way they do Christianity and the way they tell you about God, it's like, and if you are not done it by the end of December, it's not God. God is not faith. God is real. I mean, God, they just make God look. Then some of you just lose faith. And then you stop what God is doing in your life. I don't lose faith. In fact, sometimes, I'm telling you, I'm just trying to preach to you from my heart. Sometimes when God gives you a word, just like Joseph, you will seem to move, first of all, in the opposite direction. You just, everything, you just say, you're increasing now, prosperous. Just say prosperous. Then we just say, they say prosperous. Or you start. Your finance will start to shake. This will shake. Then you shake. It's like a tabot. You withdraw it back first. You draw it back first. Come on. You draw it back first. What will happen after that? Bam! It's going somewhere. So God has given us a word of increase. Increase. Suddenly, guess what happens? Pastor, where is everyone? But God told us increase last week. God told us increase last month. I thought he said this is the year. He says, sir. It's like a tapot. Then we now lose faith. We don't lose faith. Thank you, Jesus. They are getting closer to our destiny. Like a tapot. You draw it backwards first. Then you push it forward. Then to go forward. Then suddenly all the backward turn just seems going right where you need to be. Oh God, I'm still preaching now. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Some people will clap and say he's preaching. Some people say he's not preaching. But I'm preaching. So what's wrong with this guy today? I don't know. You may please sit there. Thank you. Okay, so you look at me. Come on, everybody read verse 1 again, or chapter number 3. Everybody read verse 1. 1, 2, go. You see, stronger and stronger. So Lord said, tell them that in my work in their life, they move from prosperity to prosperity. If they add 1,000 naira to your money, come on, you just got richer. Come on. Let's say 1,000 naira. Where's all the prophecies that pastor prophesied? Where's all the church I've been going to? You just went from one level of. You are going somewhere. And if there seems to be a bump on the road, God is there. He's right there. Still cooking that stuff. Fire is not funny. It's hot. It's uncomfortable. But God is working in your life. You just add 3,000 naira to your side. And you know, what you wanted was something bigger than that. You know, you maybe move the job, they pay you 15,000 naira. You move to another job, they pay you 20,000 naira. That's all. You don't say, praise God, but I was 15 before, now I got stuff. Oh no, let's talk about the people who didn't have a job at all, no job at all, and then by the grace of God they got something to do, and they say we'll just give you every week we'll be giving you 2,000 naira. Come on, it's so big sitting at home. And now when you go to that place, I can preach all day long. Go to that place, so we'll give you 2,000 naira a week. A week, a month, we'll give you 8,000 naira. But now you are in that place, guess what? You are meeting people, talking to someone, you are doing your job businessly. But those people say, what do you have? You the way you walk, and I say, you can do this. Will you come and walk? It is from there. Say, 2,000 naira. And that's all the prayer I've been praying. I say, you are in the right place. You should stop and say, Father, I thank you, because having this job now is better than when I was at home just now. And so in this place, you have the possibility of meeting people, getting bigger, growing. That's already bigger and bigger. Somebody now says, okay, look at this. Let me share this. That's good, this testimony. From there, he moves there. You say, okay, that's good. The person now tells you, what you are thinking. From there, they just gave you 200,000 naira salary. Yeah, yeah, that's how your eyes are. That's your problem. I want to continue the story. It will be better that way. No job, 2,000 naira a week. Work for me this whole week. I'll give you 2,000 naira. Even if you can get your transport fare off, you spend 600 naira this week. You have 1,400 left for the week. All right. If you had a sitting at home, you take it. Yeah, so when I say somebody now comes and says, oh, you can do this stuff, can you come work for me? And Musi, how much are you thinking of now? 80,000, see your eye. And Musi says, okay, I'll give you every month, we'll settle for 35,000. Boy, say, well, 35,000, just rest my apartment, move. That should be something big. Then from there, come on. From there, you move again. It just moves like that. And from there, 35,000, someone else says, all right, or then I say, we'll increase your pay. Now I'm going to give you 40,000. See? Madam, it's 5,000 you added to salary. 5,000. That's stronger and stronger. If we ask you in English, is that person just move forward better than he was before? What would you say? You say no, it's just 5,000 naira. Christians sometimes are the worst. I'm telling you, they're the worst. I know what I'm talking about. This is one thing that hinders faith. I'm doing this and I'm spending my time here because I want you to get this thing. God is working in your life. If you ask several people, God, we don't know what God doing. I don't know. I'm waiting for him. We are waiting. He's working right in your front. I think you are waiting. I'm not waiting. God is working right now. I'm waiting for him. Because the only time they want to say God has worked is when I'm waiting for God. I'm not waiting. I'm not among those waiting. He's working. Something is happening today. As I wake up and go to work tomorrow, something is happening. I'm moving every step closer to my destiny. Look at verse number 5. The same verse. Okay, go to chapter number 5. Chapter number 5 now. I have to finish up today just now. Oh, shabababa. Chapter number 5, verse number 3. So all the elders of Israel, quickly, we just have to move forward now. So all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron. And the king David made a league with them in Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed King David king over Israel. Now, did not give us the story. Verse 4. David was 30 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 40 years. He was 30 years old when he began to reign. They're giving us the story now. And he reigned what? 40 years. Alright. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem, he reigned 33 years over all Israel. You see it now. They're trying to give you the 7 years. In Hebron, he reigned how many years? 7 years. Then, over Judah, Jerusalem, that is in Israel now, he now reigned 33 years. Are you there? Stop. There's a reason why I showed you. I can't do all the work now. I have a lot of work to do. I think I can if you give me the time. But look at this. Hebron was not God's plan. King of Israel, different from King of Judah. So when God anointed him king, I'm going to give you the abridged version. There are scriptures, maybe I'll give them to you. When God anointed him king, and Saul found out, this guy is now taking my place. Guess what? Saul began to pursue him. He ran away. David was in the bush. David was in the bush for, let me tell you now, 10 years. It was 10 years. So he did all that run around from Saul for 10 years. That's a long war. He was in the cave, different caves from Saul for 10 years. Then when Saul died, Israel didn't accept him. Judah accepted him. He now became king over Judah. Are you seeing progression? And I too enjoyed this service. That's why I missed all the scriptures. Let's see if we'll get there. Maybe we'll do them quickly. You see, I'm going to show you the scriptures. So he did 10 years. David was about 17, 18 when he tackled Goliath. 17, 18 years about. He was a small boy. Mary is about 16, 17. Mary, you know, and Mary, mother of God. She was not 35. She was 16, 17. Joseph himself was just about 17 there about when he went to all the stuff. They are just children. May God work with people like us. All of them. You can do your research. All of them, children. You see Mary, well, I think Mary is 25. No, Mary was just 16, 17 years old girl. I mean, you could imagine the pressure that was on her. Alright. David was just 17, 18 when he fought Goliath. He did that thing all through. He ran from this guy for 10 years running around. Became king over Hebron. He ran from this guy 3 years because all total was 10 years. He now became king of Judah 3 years after running from this guy. He did King of Judah for 7 years. Then that seven, from after 7 years, after 10 years, he now became King of Israel. So from the promise to being King of Israel, 10 years, three of it was torture. Three of it was running up and down. Seven years of it was in the wrong place. Come on. No, in a place of progression, when I mean the wrong place, you get me? Sorry, what I meant was, he was not where God said. 7 years. So in 7 years, he was reigning king. But that was not king. God didn't say King of Judah. God said King of Israel. So in 7 years, he was reigning, but he was king of one tribe. Just one Judah. God was in that case, he's telling the words from my mouth, preparing David. There's a preparation of the place. There's a preparation of the man. 7 years, he reigned. So 3 years, he ran away from Saul. That's the calculation we have. 3 years he ran away from Saul. 7 years he reigned in Judah. 10 years before he became king of Israel. Because even if you forget my 3 years running away from Saul, forget it. He was king of Hebron for 7 years. That was not what God said. He was supposed to be the king of Israel. Guess what? He had the opportunity to kill Saul several times, but he didn't. God was making the man who will be king over Israel. Sometimes when God is taking that time cooking your meal, he's also expecting you to take that time getting ready to eat, to enjoy the meal. If Joseph was the wrong man, if you were Joseph, come on, you know what you do to your brothers. You lock them up. Come on. You lock them up. First things first. Say, first things first, I lock them up. They put me in prison. But God designed, when I know how it be too. First things first. No, truthfully. But God preparing that man to be the right man, to give him that kind of power, to give him that kind of authority, so that he could take care of all the children of Israel. Because Joseph was the man to do that. But are you sure I can give you that kind of power? Many of you, the Lord has a great destiny for you. God has a great plan for your life, and God is preparing you. Some of you, the truth is that if you receive 2 million naira now, you will, the thing you will do, the evil you will do, you even know. There will be no point for us to discuss it. Hello, Pastor. Pastor, he's calling. Hello, sir. Hello. It's Sunday. No, Pastor. I don't do church like that anymore. I come sometimes. You don't understand the nature of my business. I do church. You don't start doing church. Like, if you are doing, you know, I do church in this way. You know, no. I know what you said. The Bible said, Pastor, just say, the Bible said, don't forget, don't neglect the gathering of your youth. No, I know the scripture. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 18. I know the scripture. I'm not playing with scriptures. Let me tell you what the Bible also said. The Bible also said the master has to be diligent in his business. I cannot just play with my business. The Bible also said, Pastor, he's not saying, okay, all right. The next person you call is Pastor. Hello, Pastor. Hello, Pastor. Because you received 2 million. Are you sure you're ready? While God is preparing the meal, God is also preparing the man. It took a total of 10 years. David hid in caves. This is the man anointed king, hid in caves 3 years. Became king of Hebron. He took it. He didn't say, King of Hebron. You should take your Judah and go away. I don't want my king of Judah. Go and do your thing. When God is ready, when God wants to make me king, he's king over Israel. I cannot be your king. You, kingdom. I'm waiting for God. That's how many people are waiting for God. They're just waiting for God. Will you stop waiting for God? Will you take that increase now as from God? Will you take that extra one as from God? Say, okay, King of Judah. Say, I'll take it. Be the king of Judah. See, what about if I never ever become king of Israel? What about if Israel never ever call me? What about if I not die? King of Judah? No. I have to, let's go and fight Israel. He just stand at the kinging over Judah. Leading Judah. And then at the right time, the set time, Israel came and said, all right, let's make a deal. Come and be king over us. He finally entered into God's dealing. Forget all the story. You just saw this one here, at least 7 years. So 7 years, can you know that God is working and doing something in your life 7 years? You're there. We're not growing. 7 years. And finally the time came. Bam. Became king. The promise of God, the destiny that God has in store for you. I tell you the truth. That's why you will run around praying all around. No star, nobody can block star. They are wasting their time. They didn't lock David's star. It's not a lock of star. There is no lock of star here. He was there 7 years preparing and building.
They didn't cover his book. They didn't close his chapter. Nothing. All those story. Who close my style? Who lock my style? Nonsense story.
Okay, so David would have gone to go and started now. Who locked my style? Who locked my style?
Just nonsense talk. Because lots of people can't wait for God.
No, I'm staying. Whether you like it or not, I'm going to say that word. I'm going to say it again.
Just open. Why? God is working in the lives of all those people in those places. But if you talk to the men, they don't see they've locked their star. If that man moved from that place to this place, but yet they lock his star. Why? He doesn't have a car yet. He cannot stop. When we tell you, praise will do more wonders for you than running up and down. Praise. Thanking God for the blade. Thanking God, Father, I give you praise. I thank you, God, for what you are doing in my life. Oh, Father, I give you praise. Oh, you run up, but who is it? Is it my uncle? Who is it? You after you leave this prophet, you go to the next prophet. And guess what? You are paying money, stupid fellow, idiot guy. I said that on purpose. How can somebody give somebody 50,000 naira? You go to a church and give them 100,000 naira to find out something stupid for you. I'm angry now. That thieves and you know, the person who does that is a fool. When you just take on you what? And then if you ask that man, where is God in your life? I don't have money. Because how stupid the man is. He went to get 100,000, give to that stupid man. The stupid man took the 100,000. The other stupid one gave him the 100,000 to find out who's lucky star. Guess what he says after that? It's your uncle. I could have told you that for nothing. Free. I could have told you for free. Alright. Okay, bring your 100,000. Let me tell you your own. I need money. Come on. I need some money.
We have prayed. Our team of prayer warriors have prayed. We have seen the problem. You say, thank you, sir. Say, it's from your village. It's strong. And I know what I'm saying now. It's strong. Now, what you do, 50,000 naira will break it.
David didn't do that.
Thank God for Hebron. There's something over you or something like that keeping you where you are. Nothing is keeping you. I will teach you the stupid, ignorant nonsense that could be keeping you. But it's not somebody else, it's you. If there's anything keeping you, it's you. And I will teach you that just now. David was there 7 years, king over Hebron. That was far from what God wanted. He was there for 7 years. And the time came, bam, king of Israel. Just running up and down. Because people captivate, take advantage of the fact that you seem to be in this place. You are desperate. Desperation. So you have a shop in the corner. You have a space in the corner of this shop there. And then you are going from church to church to find out why you are not the owner of the shop. Have you gone to a church to thank God that you finally have a space in the church? Never. Look at my mates own that shop. It's my mates that own that shop. And people are merchandising over. I mean, that's why people now start laughing at the church. People are making money from church. Money. I mean, when I hear some story, I'm like, I must. Oh, God. I just could take 100,000 for prayer. You know how long it takes me to make 100,000? I go to work and work. Do you know what you give me for prayer? Guy, please, I want to start my own. Tell your friends and neighbors, your pastor now prays too. You see the pastor. If you see the pastor, see his church. See the pastor, see his church. You wonder what kind of... Sometimes when you see police serving you, the man, you think the man has one big church. You're not going to say, why? All the sheep inside, he has fleeced them. Fleeced them for 50,000, 100,000, sold plantain, sold garden egg, sold coconut candy, sold everything. Special oil that expires every 1 week. Pastor, let's do this thing now. These people will buy. Look at their eyes. They're already angry with me for preaching this now. See, they're angry with me. Get this message to your friends and tell them to stop that nonsense to come to what pastor church and hear message of God. Stop nonsense. It's all right. Get to fast, get to pray, and get to thank God for your life. Get to thank God for your life and pray and fast and keep going. Get you pray. Get some time to pray. Come to church, we pray. Come and pray. You don't pray. Not just, it's just to go and gather money that you don't have to eat to go and give to somebody to take away, to pray for you and tell you it's your village. What would they tell you before? You think it's your neighbor. I can do it. I can do everything. There are many. I can do your neighbor this week. I can do your village next week. I can do your auntie next week. I can do your father's side this week. Do your brother. When I'm done with you in 1 year, you are broke. You tell me, you'll be doing it. Continue doing it. You're done. Finish. Why? Just laziness and impatience. Wait for God. Impatience, lack of faith, everything working together. But I'm telling you today, I gotta go. Somebody bless today. There you go.
call me Joseph. Call me David. But thou preparest a table for me in the presence of my enemy. God is cooking in my life. I got a job. He's placed 8,000 naira. Thank you, Jesus. I got a corner space. Thank you, Lord. I thank God I'm in the office now. I give God praise for everything. Thank God I'm there. I just give God praise. My faith is loose. I'm not waiting for God to do something. God is already doing something. Oh God. So, while the tomatoes is blending, it was better than when they were not the tomatoes were the lady was still in the market. Come on. You know what I'm talking about. So can I go? Do you have this thing locked in now? I don't want to come and talk this thing to you again. I don't want to have a church without faith. I don't want people without faith and say, God is not, I don't know where is God. Where is my God? My God's in the kitchen. He's working right now. Every waking moment of my life is a working moment towards destiny. You could see me here right now, but this is not my destiny. I'm going forward. I'm getting bigger and bigger. You could see me in this shop right now, but this is not my destiny. I'm not arrived. Did I tell you my God is working? I said, I'm not arrived. Come on. Can you all get to your feet? I'm going to keep preaching now. Come on, I'm not arrived. God is working in my life. I told you something. This is not my destiny. Hebron is not my destiny. God said, I'll be king over Judah. And I'm going to Judah. I thank you, God, because you are preparing the heart of the elders. I thank you, God, because you are working in my life. I thank you, God, because you are doing stuff in my life. Can we give God praise and release our faith? And release our faith and receive all that God has in store for us. You got a job. Come on. Come on, you got a place. You got a place to work. You got some money in your pocket. You might not be 1 million yet. You might not have gotten here yet. God is preparing a table for you. He is preparing a table for you. Come on, declare something. As I began to pray just now, the Lord said to tell you to rest. Rest in Him. The rest. And he told me, he said, tell them the story. Maybe it will help you. Tell them the story. My son, you know, in the night, I want to tell this story. And speak that word over you, then I'm done today. But let's do this thing. Let's do what God wants. It's not time to close. He said, tell them the story. My son, in the night, you know, when he wants to eat, he doesn't wake up as such. He just begins to roll when he's hungry. He begins to roll. He will roll to you, hit you. You go through, you hit you. He keeps doing that. Road to you, hit you. Put his leg on you, hit you. He closes his eyes doing this stuff. Hits you, does all that stuff. Stay with me. The moment you get up on bed, he doesn't see me sleeping. You are sleeping. You are tired. You don't want to get up. You are tired. But he keeps doing it. You say, this guy is hungry. This is not just moving around. He's hungry. He wants to get up and make food. The moment you get up to make the food for him, the moment you get up to begin to prepare the food, he knows you've left the bed to go and prepare that food. He starts sleeping. He doesn't move from that place again. That you are deceived. Did I make a mistake? Get just now. When you come and look at him, there's no movement. He's just there sleeping. This was the same person just now. He told his stomach so light. Carry him up to give him the food. Give him the food, gets up, then continues to sleep. But why does he always stop moving when you get up? They've gone. He knows they've gone. He rolls to that side. He moves his leg there. You're no longer there. He has gone to make the food. He rests. He said, tell my people to rest like that. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of my enemies. It doesn't matter the enemies that are there. Right in their presence, God is doing something. Will you rest? Lord, in the name of Jesus, I speak concerning your people. Lord, all I can speak concerning them right now is blessings, is thanksgiving. I thank you, God, for this revelation and this light. I thank you, God, because they are walking in this truth. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for rest upon their soul. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, because they're not make haste anymore. They're not worried and they're not anxious for nothing anymore. In the name of Jesus, you are their source. And Lord, I thank you because they rest in you. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your spirit now. I speak to your soul. Do not be anxious now. Rest in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is not, you are not waiting for God. He's working already, preparing a table for you. And no enemy can stop that from happening. In the name of Jesus, you are getting stronger and stronger. Every waking moment of your life, you are getting bigger and bigger. every waking moment of your life. With every step, every passing day, you are getting closer to your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I thank you for your people, Lord God. I thank you for thanksgiving in our church. I thank you for testimonies in this church. Thank you for faith alive now. Faith burning strong for you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we decide not to look at what the devil is doing. We decide not to look at what other people are doing around. We look at what you are doing. We can hear your footsteps in the kitchen. We can hear your footsteps in the kitchen. We can hear you moving here and moving there. We can hear the water. We can hear everything boiling and all that stuff preparing for us. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We are moving into our destinies in the name of Jesus. God's people say,